Okay, here we go. All right, so, well, this is great. I'm talking today with head coach of North Mississauga Soccer Club, Amir Riazzi, about yesterday's game. North Mississauga with a 2-2 tie on the road against Sigma FC. And so we'll start, first question will be just your thoughts on yesterday afternoon's game.
Oh, I thought it was a pretty good game. We, I think in the first half, really in the early stages of the game, Sigma sort of controlled the game. You know, as the game went on, I think we started having some moments as well. They had more of the ball, but, you know, we were pretty comfortable where we were at, sort of like towards the end of the first half, but this sort of bad moment towards the end of the half, it was like 37-38 of the game that had an unforced error, turnover that led to a goal. But, you know, first half, I think well-deserved. Sigma came out of the 1-0 lead. Second half, again, I think the game was sort of even. We tied it up, and really in about 3 minutes, the game went from 1-0 to 2-2. That was an unfortunate situation for us to a red card and a penalty at the same time.
Yeah.
Went down 2-1. And, you know, hats off to the boys. You know, we came back, we got our own penalty within like literally a minute, tied it up, and then towards the end of the game, you know, last probably 20 minutes, 15 minutes. One man down, you know, a really hot day, we were missing quite a few players. And we decided just to sit back and kind of let them have the ball. Sit back and try to finish the game with a tie. But honestly, I think like our boys were fantastic. Boys really fought hard, especially given that we were done. And then the last 20-25, including extra time.
Yeah.
I thought the boys really fought hard, made some good chances. Could have really come out with a win, but once we went down, and then it was just really difficult to try to try to take that risk and take that chance to go to win the game, so we decided that, like, our best try to sit back and try to, you know, keep 1 point.
Yeah, that was, I mean, there was, you know, the 6 minutes of added time, I could see how upset you were when that signal went up. And also, I like one of your favorites, quote, I'm not exactly sure what it was, but was to say when Sigma was awarded the penalty kick, you said you guys were 0-5 in calls. And then it's like 2 minutes, you got maybe your first penalty kick of the season. So, yeah, things worked out that way. Okay, so, yeah, it was one of the most exciting games there. Now, this also had an added impact. It was called the Credit River Cup. You folks, North Mississauga was the first team, the first year they ever had it was 2019, and you folks won that first one, and then it was COVID, and that sort of knocked out a year. This interesting that this was only your first game in that competition this season, and you have a chance because Sigma has they could have won yesterday, but you stuck in there. And the other two teams that are in it, Pro Stars and Simcoe County, they can't catch Sigma. But you guys have two games left against those other teams, and you have a chance you could have 7 points just like Sigma. So is there any – I know you'd probably go game by game, but any of the players know what this competition is all about?
Yes, first I want to correct one thing because I did complain about Sigma's penalty during the match, but I mean, obviously, I won't get to see the referee, but I should really apologize to him because it was the correct call. Like, one of the players corrected me after the match, and it was the correct call.
Okay.
So it was really my mistake complaining about it.
No, that's okay.
About the cup, to be honest, I'm not really familiar with it. I didn't know about it.
Okay, yeah.
I'm not really super familiar with it, but I'm glad that we still have a chance. Yeah, I mean, basically, it's as simple as it gets. It's two games left. We have to win most of the games. I think we have to win them comfortably to be able to catch Sigma. Football, you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, so of course. Yeah.
Of course, we're going to go for it. We're glad that we lose the chance to win it up, but yeah, we'll just take it one game at a time and hopefully be able to catch Sigma.
Yeah, sure. Okay. And the fact that yesterday's game was actually played at Paramount Fine Food Center, which used to be your home, but this will now be your second year at the Mattamy Center, or Churchill Meadows, as was initially called. How are you folks enjoying having your own place and not having to ground share with the boys from Sigma?
Yeah, it's incredible because I used to coach North Miss back in the day, and probably 5-6 years ago, and this is my first year back again. And as you mentioned, back in the day, we just had to share the field with multiple different clubs, and it makes it a whole lot easier for the players, just for us to be able to have access to the field, especially when we do have the bubble there. Even our grassroots teams, for our OPO teams, club teams, just having more access to the fields, it just really makes it easier for us. And it is a really beautiful facility. And I think, lack of facilities is a big challenge that the majority of the club academies face. And it's a big one that we learn quick. So it's really exciting, especially for our young guys. It's really exciting.
Yeah, no, I've been, I was there last year. I'll have to do it this year too, but there's also for the whole community, there's basketball courts, there's volleyball, there's a huge swimming pool, and besides, of course, you having your own dressing rooms instead of that little not pup tent, but what Paramount Center's like. Yeah. Okay, and now your roster. I was looking through the lineups, and there's three guys, I think, actually that aren't born in the 21st century. You've really got a young roster. But for the few older guys that you had, I guess Darren Gurdy Singh was there, and Lee Victor Masunda, he actually scored yesterday. How are those older players helping the young players?
To be honest with you, in the beginning of the season, we also had quite a few of the older guys.
Ah.
And, we kind of pivoted right after the first few games, and with the help and guidance of some of the more experienced guys at our club, like, CMAC and our director, Payton, we decided to, focus more on our young guys.
Yes.
Try to have a younger team. And as you mentioned, in our starting lineup last game, we had everybody 2000 and younger. We had 216-year-olds starting in the match. And Lee was the only one that, and I think Lee's 26-year-old, not even that old.
Right.
And he was the only sort of veteran on the team. And Lee really is a symbol to our club. He's been here through amazing times, bad times. He's always been loyal to the club. He's really an important player for us, not just as a player, but as a leader. And he's a player that a lot of our young guys look up to. So he's the one, the irreplaceable one for us, but we're really strong in him. And some of the other, we have a few other guys like Tremaine's there still, and we have a few other older guys as well that are there at trainings. They're involved in some of the games, but really our leader Lee is there to really guide the guys that look up to him, and on and off the field he's really an important guy for us. And but the opportunity for us as a club, we want to give the opportunity to the younger guys. I mentioned 16-year-olds starting. We have an amazing 2006 age group with their coach Fabio. We have a really, really good under 21 team. Adrian has produced amazing players. He's really brought that team from, startup to now so many great players, and the team's doing well. So we have a lot of great young players within our club that we really want to give opportunities to them. And on top of that, it's a lot of 2,000 boys from, I used to coach 2,000 boys came back in the day at North Miss that, you know, a lot of those players are back. Literally, we have some players in the 2,000 age group that have played at North Miss from the age of 4. And they were 22 years old. Started from house league all the way.
Nice.
So, we really want to focus to the end of the year, you know, giving opportunities to young guys. And, you know, since we've given them that opportunity, they've really done a fantastic job of, you know, competing and fighting. One of the things that we've discussed as a team is that every day we're on the pitch, we want to feel responsible to inspire the young kids. Every time there's a grassroots kid, every time there's a young kid watching our games, we want to make sure win, lose, or draw, those kids are proud of us on the field, fighting for the ball, you know, no matter what the score is, not giving up, not having bad body language, and really focusing on inspiring the next generation as well, right?
Right, okay. And I just wanted to mention those young players. Michael Williams was the goalie, 16-year-old goalie, was played very well. And biggest surprise is I'd actually seen Anthony Morano for the first time. He's 16-year-old. I didn't really realize he was a forward until I saw him, bombing up field yesterday. Was that I'd seen him the night before on the bench as a call-up for York United. And how does – I know they were using a couple other League One players, and I got a reason why, of course. But how is he even in the Rolodex or whatever to who's been watching him that put the word in to say, hey, York, look at this guy?
I'm not really quite sure how he was called up. I know he was called up probably through our club, through his coaches.
Yeah.
I heard about him getting that opportunity a few days back, which was great for him. His coaches, myself, a few people from our club wanted to support him. Unfortunately, he didn't get to go into the game, but really that whole experience of, you know, the trainings and, you know, being around professionals and a professional environment, it's a huge, huge deal for him. So we're really happy for him. He's been involved with the League One team from the start of the season. He has missed like half of our games, I would say. He was involved with the provincial team.
Okay.
You know, he's got his own team as well, but, you know, going forward, we're trying to really get him more and more minutes with the first team, and it would be great for him to have, you know, some of the guys that, like I said, some of the leaders like Lee, some of the leaders like Saw Kular, our center back, who's like a top, probably in my opinion, the best center back in the league, that I really, really hope some of the CPL teams start really looking at this kid closely. So him, Anthony, and Michael, and some of the other young kids being surrounded by some of these incredible players and incredible leaders, it's really going to benefit them. And I watched the game yesterday, and I couldn't tell that Michael is a 16-year-old goalkeeper.
Yeah.
And Anthony, like, going at top defenders, really, like, it's incredible at this age what they can do. And I know the league isn't really fully going towards that, you know, using young players. I see some of the rosters, and I see, you know, this is not a criticism of any other club because everyone's got their own strategy. But,
sure.
You know, it's for me, for us, we're really going to focus on using a lot of these young guys.
Okay, because that leads to my last question, which is about the 2024 season. Because you folks were really, for this year, you were put behind the eight ball because of last year's results, and this combining the 2022-2023, it looks bleak to make that top 12. But your team, going younger and as going as a community team, maybe the urge is to get the boys on getting them scholarships and stuff rather than this Mike's mercenaries, these guys just trying to make the top 12 of these other clubs. How are you folks? You're okay with this second tier championship maybe there'll be other similar teams. I've talked to about half the coaches now. The ones that think they're sort of doomed, they are also sort of going the young route.
I mean, look, it doesn't really matter if I'm okay with it or not, because the decision is not mine to make, or, you know, any of the coaches that he has made. Personally, if you ask me, maybe I'm just not aware, but I don't think I've ever heard or seen anywhere having combined 2 years' points to make it top 12. Divisioning the teams, yeah, I would say it makes sense. The whole promotion, relegation, I think it brings the best out of competition as long as we don't lose the vision and the sight of why the league was formed to begin.
Yes.
If the league was formed to develop and to be a pathway for the young guys, then again, I hope nobody takes this the wrong way, but I'm not sure if the league was formed for, you know, somebody to go and manage a team, somebody who's financially capable, and go and, you know, pay that player who's 35 years old, 30 years old, 32 years old, you know, $100 a game, $300 a game, and try to stack up the teams to win. And which is fine, there's nothing wrong with that. However, if the vision of the league is to develop and, you know, help kids achieve their dreams of getting to the next level, or receive this MLS, I'm not sure if bringing so much money to the league to pay the older guys is the way to go.
Yeah.
But again, everyone's got their own strategies, everyone's got their own ways of doing things, and this is not a criticism, it's just my opinion, and I feel like, and I've said it, I think it's great that there's a lot of money coming to the league, but in my opinion, my opinion, if we're going to spend money on players, in my opinion, it should be given to, you know, 22, 21, 20-year-olds, 19-year-olds. So instead of that top 20-year-old kid, 21-year-old kid, instead of him going to work at a part-time job in a factory or,
right,
you know, Starbucks cashier, we can give them a little bit of money so that they can focus on football and see if they can get to the next level.
Yeah.
So that instead of training 4 times a week, 5 times a week, and working a part-time job, that salary can be the part-time job, and I can train, you know, 6 times a week, or, you know, twice a day, 3 of them, and like really just focus everything on, you know, making it to the next level, right?
Yeah.
Or having a, you know, I know we have the under 29, under 19 age, you know, there's the 2000 minutes, but really, if we're really going to go with that, maybe it should be, you know, 20, under 23. The whole league should be under 23. Every team is about, three over 23 players, or 4 over 23 players, something like that.
Yeah,
so
okay.
Really, if again, it depends on what the vision of the league is, right? If the vision of the league is to make it as competitive as possible, well, this is the right way to do it, because you want to bring in the best players, no matter what the age is on. But vision of the league is to develop players, then there's got to be some sort of restrictions in this, and it cannot be, you know, that club, because they're backed by somebody who's financially capable of, they can buy all the best players, and then that club cannot even pay gas money to the players. There needs to be some sort of structure around that, where, you know, every club should, minimum, if you want to be in this league, they should be paying 9 players, 8 players, 6 players,
right,
X amount, and you should be paying players 23 and under, or some structure, whatever the structure is, some structure, because right now there is not.
Yep.
But as far as us making it to the top 12, as you know, it's nearly impossible, but like I said to you, everything that we're working towards from the start of the season, especially after the first few games, our strategy as a club, and coming especially from leaders of the club, Ben and Simak, it's to make sure that we compete in every game, make sure that we give opportunity to the young guys, and make sure that no matter what the score is, what the standing is, every time a young kid watches the game, be proud of the group, and they can be inspired by looking at our players.
Okay, and just to finish, inspiration, that North Mississauga was once the home and was reminded of that by a payment made by West Ham when there was a transfer fee passed along for Daniil Henry. And, of course, wow, Canada knows Daniil Henry, national team player, Toronto FC, other MLS teams. And, you know, this is someone from your roster one day. Long memories that, you know, years to say, yeah, that's right, that guy played for North Mississauga. Yeah. Okay, so thank you for this interview, Amer. And we've blown by 20 minutes, and that's the longest one I've had. But this is different than standing in a field of mosquitoes while, you know, everyone's ready to go home. So, and you got a carpool away. So, yeah, thank you. Thanks a lot. Thank you. Okay, now that